here's a story from The World.
This week, a manufacturing plant in South Africa is shipping its first doses of coronavirus vaccines across the continent. This is an important development. Until now, Africa had been importing its COVID shots. As The World's Alana Gordon reports, a manufacturer has a very tall order to fill.
The numbers are stark. Globally, more than 3 billion COVID-19 vaccines have been administered. 1% or less of those are in Africa. At the start of this year, the hope was in COVAX, the main WHO initiative to distribute vaccines equitably around the globe. In February, the first shipment of vaccines, made in India, arrived at the international airport in Ghana's capital. Within a few days, Phoenix Azian, a nurse in Cote d'Ivoire, was one of the first in Africa to receive a vaccine. Public health begins with us, he told cameras. But fast forward to today, that effort has fallen woefully behind. Strive Masiyiwa is the Africa Union's special envoy on COVID-19. At a recent news conference, he said he could see the problems developing early on.
The countries that had production, whether it was India, the United States, Europe, Japan, they all restricted shipments.
Countries that produce vaccines control them and have prioritized the shots for themselves. He and other leaders got to work on trying to improve access and build up manufacturing capacity in Africa.
When African countries came together, we had all the finance ministers, all the health ministers, and we said we will buy vaccines and we will buy them with our own money.
Across the continent, only a handful of manufacturers have experience making vaccines. They turned to Aspen Pharmacare, based on the Eastern Cape of South Africa. Last year, it reached a deal with Johnson & Johnson to help manufacture its COVID-19 vaccine. In an agreement worth $2 billion, the Africa Union has pre-ordered 400 million doses, enough to cover 30% of the population in Africa. This week, the first shipments finally went out from the plant.
Really, the good news from my side is this. We expect that by the end of August, 45 countries will have completed their first shipments.
To the north in Uganda, Peter Weiswa welcomed the news. He's a professor of public health and a member of the National Vaccine Advisory Group. Weiswa has lost family members to COVID, and many are waiting to be fully vaccinated.
My mom is waiting for a second dose. My wife is waiting for a second dose. But we don't have any information of where to go. And myself, I should be knowing. But the point is, we don't have vaccines.
He says the single-dose shot from Johnson & Johnson will also be a game-changer in the country's more rural areas. This doesn't make Africa completely self-sufficient yet. Aspen doesn't make these shots from scratch. It has to order the vaccine materials and then does something called fill and finish. This is not lost on Dr. Angelique Cotier, a family doctor in Pretoria who's treated hundreds of COVID-19 patients.
Sorry for this. Just quickly want to sign this prescription.
Cotier is the national chair of the South Africa Medical Association. She says it was only a couple months ago that contamination at a Johnson & Johnson plant in Maryland caused delays.
If we had done this right from the beginning, the whole process being manufactured in South Africa, hopefully this would not have happened.
She says having the ability to make vaccines from start to finish would give South Africa and the rest of the continent more control over manufacturing and distribution. As it stands, the Africa Union expects it will take about a year for Aspen to fill their order for 400 million COVID-19 doses, if they get enough supplies. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.
From PRX.